Hey there, Roamers. Welcome to the Roam in Your Home podcast and YouTube channel, where we get to hear from full-time RVers, unpack their experiences, and learn actionable advice to help you roam in your home too. I'm your host, Jamie Williams. Thank you so much for being here. Buckle up, my friend. Let's get ready to go on an adventure together right now. Welcome back to the Roam in Your Home podcast. Jamie here, and I am super excited to be back with the second episode in this special series of how to make money online so you can RV full time. If you haven't listened to last week's episode yet, go now and listen to that first, then come back here because today's episode builds on it and I don't want you to miss a thing. I can't wait to share with you the roadmap, how you can start earning revenue that will replace your 9-to-5 and not have to live off your savings or retirement or look for contract work or work camping. I mean, that's the real dream, right? To be able to RV anywhere you want, whenever you want, and never have to worry about having enough money to do it. That's certainly been our dream. We started out as travel therapists, making plenty of money, but what good is all that income when you don't have any time to enjoy your travels? Let me paint the picture of our first time hitting the road. We were in Daytona Beach, Florida, and our first contract was San Francisco, California. We literally were going from the East Coast to the West Coast, and we were so excited we could barely stand it. It's important to mention that up until this point, we've never been west of Indiana. This was our very first RV, which was a 40-foot Jayco Pinnacle fifth wheel, which we were absolutely thrilled with. It felt like a luxury condo on wheels, and now we were getting ready to take it across the country. The butterflies in our stomachs were flying like crazy. There were so many unknowns. The unknown of how we'd like travel therapy and how we'd like our travel contract. The unknown of the RV park we'd be staying at. The unknown of the drive. The unknown of what we'd experience along the way. So many unknowns, but we were ready for it all. The one thing we didn't want was regret. We would rather make the mistake of selling our home and quitting our really good jobs to try this out and realize we didn't like it and have to come back and start over again than to live with the regret of never trying it at all. Every single day for that first year at least, we kept looking at each other and saying, "Can you believe we're doing this?" What an awesome opportunity that we were super grateful for. So we're driving west and we are literally freaking out at all the beauty that we never saw before, except on TV or in a magazine. We quickly learned that if it looks beautiful in a picture, it's 1,000 times more beautiful in person. That made us want to go and see so much. But the reality was, we didn't have the freedom that we thought we would. Sure, we were driving in our condo on wheels across the country, seeing so many amazing places, but we were on a strict schedule. We couldn't stop and explore like we thought we would because we had to be in San Francisco at a certain time to start our contract. We felt really rushed. Since this was our first contract, we didn't know how things worked. We looked online for a nearby RV park, but couldn't really find anything. So we just figured there's got to be a ton of RV parks in California. We'll just go a few days early so we could see it before committing to the 3 months there. That was the time of our contract, and decide for ourselves which one we wanted to stay in. Big mistake. Huge. It turned out there weren't any decent RV parks to stay in. And if it was close to decent, it was full. We were freaking out. The only place that we could find was at an RV resort 2 hours away, and it was $2,500 a month. And we had no choice. We had to do it. It was the only thing that there was. So we had a 2-hour commute each way for 13 weeks. And in that 2-hour drive, it wasn't on back, peaceful country roads. It was 6 lanes of bumper to bumper traffic that turned Google Maps red. And that was the very best route. It was a nightmare. That's when the reality set in that this isn't all it's cracked up to be. Yes, we loved traveling in our RV, and we were absolutely not having any regrets about that whatsoever. There were so many amazing places that we drove past that we couldn't wait to explore.
However, we worked 12-hour days because of the commute Monday through Friday, and we had to save at least one day for grocery shopping, cleaning, doing laundry, paying bills, cooking, and preparing for the super busy work week, which only left Saturday to explore. One day a week to go see as much as we possibly could. And we did. We went to Big Sur. We saw the redwoods and we saw the sequoias. Every single Saturday was absolutely amazing. But we wanted more. We were desperate for more. It was like a carrot dangling in front of our noses, and it felt like a huge tease to be surrounded by all this beauty and not have the freedom to enjoy any of it. That's when it hit me. I became obsessed with learning how to be able to have this RV life, but not have to be tied to a contract where someone else was in control of when and where we went. We were watching people on YouTube and they were living this awesome RV life and sharing all of their adventures, and they weren't at retirement age. How in the world were they doing it? No one was saying. I know some of them were making money on YouTube, but it couldn't be that much. What else did they know that we didn't know? So I got to work in all of my spare time and breaks between contracts, researching everything I can get my hands on. I am someone who will figure it out. I am a problem solver. My brain will not stop until I solve whatever it is that I'm trying to get the answers to. I then started getting very frustrated on all the rabbit holes I was going down and all the time I was wasting. I decided to sign up for courses and coaching groups so that I can actually learn something. I spent the next 5 years part-time and over $15,000 learning everything. I learned front-end and back-end web development, tech languages that I didn't even know how to pronounce, marketing and terms that I didn't even understand at first, determined to solve the mystery of how people make money online. And I did it. But now I'm obsessed with teaching it all to you. I want to give you the gift of not having to spend all the time and money that I had to in order to learn how to generate recurring online revenue. I want to share it all with you so that you can get started making memories with your family as soon as possible. So let's jump into today's lesson. First, I want to quickly review some things that I mentioned in the last episode. We discussed finding your niche and then deciding what you'll create based on your niche that you can share with the world. I didn't say this in the last episode and I really needed to, so I'll say it here. Don't waste a whole lot of time on this. You can change and pivot here. It's just important to pick something. Say that you have a few things that you love and some things that you're good at that you can easily teach. How do you decide? Choose whichever one would make the most sense. What do you feel that you could teach someone? Remember, you don't need to be an expert or have any type of certificate. You just need to know 10% more than someone else. People would rather learn from someone just a few steps ahead of them. It's less intimidating, and the person teaching knows the exact steps to help because they were just there. So don't get hung up on deciding if you know enough. Trust me, you do. Also, remember the thing that you want to offer can change. You may have one idea, but your audience may tell you that they want something different. You always need to give them what they want. So don't waste a lot of time on something until it's verified that your audience wants what you have to offer. Let's talk more about that because that is part of today's lesson. Who is your audience? Building an audience of the right people is crucial to grow any business. Think of it this way. No matter how great your product or service is, if nobody knows about it, nobody's going to buy it. In the movie Field of Dreams, there's that famous line, if you build it, they will come. While that might be true for a magical baseball diamond in a cornfield, it's not how it works in the world of online business. Trust me, I learned this the hard way when I decided to start a business before I learned everything I know now. You could create the best product in the world, a top-notch ebook, a course, a physical product specifically designed for RVers even. But if you don't have an audience, no one will know it exists. It's like building your product in the middle of nowhere without putting up a single sign. Without people who are interested and invested in what you're offering, it's going to be tough to get any sales. In the online space, building an audience is step one. You need people who trust you, who are excited to hear what you have to say, and who feel like the solution you offer is exactly what they need. Only then will your product gain the traction it deserves. I like to think about your product as the solution, and your audience as the people who are looking for that solution. If no one's around to hear about it, that solution is just going to be sitting out there gathering dust. And that's why before you focus on creating or selling anything, you have to focus on building an audience, one that's eager and ready for what you're offering. When you have a community of engaged followers, not only will they be excited to see what you've built, but they'll also be the first to spread the word. So the truth is, it's not just about building it. It's about building relationships, trust, and connection first. And that's what we're talking about today. How to build an audience that will be there when you're ready to offer your amazing solution. Now, let me stop you right there if you're thinking, well, forget that. I only have a couple hundred followers. This is going to take way too long. Nope, that is not true one bit. There are so many people in the coaching group that I'm part of that started with a super small audience, and they say it actually really helped them. Because when you have a small audience, you have the time to engage with them more. You can take the time to really get to know them better. This is priceless. Imagine if you were holding a dinner party and the first five people showed up, but you decided to not come out and greet them until there were more people there. Can you imagine how terrible those five people would feel? Like they didn't even matter, or weren't good enough to earn your attention. That's basically what you'd be doing if you were waiting for a bigger audience first. No, get out there and greet those people that are there and make them feel welcome and special. And let them know how happy you are that they're there and that you can't wait to help them. You need people who trust you, who see you as the go-to person for whatever problem you're solving. Whether you're selling a digital product or a physical product, your audience is the foundation of your online income. So how do you start building that audience? Let's talk about a few strategies. Let's assume you already have some social media. Maybe you have a Facebook or Instagram or YouTube. Again, you do not have to have a huge following at all right now, so please don't think about waiting until you grow your following. Trust me, you want to start now, and your following will grow organically, automatically. Before you even start posting on social media or creating content, you have to know who you're talking to. Who is your ideal customer? Think about their demographics, their age, location, their interests. For example, if you're offering tips for working out, you need to decide who your ideal audience is. Get specific. You'll be tempted to want to help everyone, but when you want to serve everyone, you end up serving no one. Remember that. It's best to niche down and think of a narrow audience that you can serve. Like in this working out example, women over 50 or some other narrow audience. The more specific you get, the better. Knowing your ideal audience helps you create content that speaks directly to them, making them more likely to stick around and eventually buy from you. Now that you know who you're talking to, let's talk about where you're going to find them. There are so many social media platforms, and each one serves a different purpose. But you don't have to be on all of them, just the ones that make the most sense for your audience. For example, if your niche is photography, well then Instagram or YouTube might be the best places to start because they're highly visual platforms. But if your focus is on RV maintenance tips or boondocking guides, a blog, Facebook group, or Pinterest might be better suited for your content. The key is choosing the platform where your audience already spends time and where your type of content fits in best. Next, don't try to do it alone. Find a community or group that your audience is a part of. There are already people with engaged audiences who are looking for content just like yours. One of the fastest ways to grow your audience is to collaborate with others. This could mean reaching out to influencers, bloggers, or podcasters for guest appearances or guest posts. Or it could be as simple as participating in Facebook groups or online forums where your ideal audience hangs out. Answer questions, share your expertise, and offer value before you even try to sell a thing. Building relationships is key to building an audience. Once you've started to attract people, consistency is what keeps them around. You don't have to post every day, but you do need to show up regularly. Maybe it's a weekly blog post or a bi-weekly podcast or daily Instagram stories. Whatever it is, make sure it's something that you can commit to. Your audience will start to expect content from you, and that's a good thing. Also, don't forget to engage with your audience. When people comment or ask questions, reply to them. When someone DMs you, respond. And I have a quick tip here that instead of typing your response in a DM, do a voice message back to them. This really helps them get to know you better by hearing your voice. It's like a real life conversation instead of reading your response. Building an audience is about more than just putting out content. It's about building relationships and showing people that you're there to help them. So let's say you decide on a niche of baking. You love to bake, people love to eat what you're baking, you love to share recipes. It's something that you love to do and you're at least 10% better at it than most people, and you feel that you could do something in this niche. One very important thing that I want to make sure you understand is that you want to start creating content around your niche to see how it resonates with your audience. You absolutely do not want to create an offer without knowing that your audience wants it. How in the world do you do that? You want to start sharing valuable information in your niche that can truly help people. You want to give people a win. You want to help people and share great content for free first. Figure out what they want from you. Find out what problem they have and give them the solution. Let's use the baking example. Start sharing tips and recipes and ask questions. Maybe you had the idea of creating a chocolate chip cookie baking class and they all really want a brownie class. Take polls, ask for feedback, share great content, and test the waters first. By doing this, you will start to create an audience of your ideal customer. You want to learn who they are, get to know them, have them get to know you, and once they get to know you, they will learn to trust you. Developing the know, like, and trust factor with your audience is key. I'm sure we all follow people online that we know, like, and trust. The first people that immediately come to my mind are Mark and Trish Leach from Keep Your Daydream. They share such valuable content that is so helpful and solves so many issues. Once we started watching them regularly, we immediately liked them. We felt like we knew them and we trusted them. And then when they offered their How to Start a YouTube Channel course, we couldn't buy it fast enough. We were super excited to learn from them and were happy to pay them for their course because they already gave us so much value for free. They also made us think, if they gave us this much for free, imagine what their paid stuff is like. And they did not disappoint. Their course is awesome and we learned a ton from them. So keep that in mind when you share your content. You want people to say, if this is free, I can't imagine what the paid stuff's like. So once again, there is so much more that I have to teach you, but we'll stop there for today. I hope I didn't leave you feeling like you drank from a fire hose, and I hope that you feel like you've learned something and have an actionable step to get you closer to your goal. And remember, for those that do not want to wait for every week's episode to air and then piece together each step to get the full strategy, I'll be sharing the entire process in a free online workshop. If you're like me and a visual learner, it's so much easier to have someone teach you by showing you, and this will also speed up the process of getting you all the information. I will have a slide deck filled with details and will be sharing my screen and walking you through what you need to do to start making money online. I will be sharing this free online workshop several different days and times, and you are definitely going to want to grab your spot because space is limited. So go now to RomanYourHome.com/workshop to register, and I can't wait to see you there. So to recap, to build an audience, you need to first identify who your ideal audience is, choose the right platform, collaborate with others, and stay consistent. This foundation will set you up for success when you're ready to launch your product or service. In the next episode, we're going to dive even deeper into creating content that serves your audience and builds trust, which is key to making those sales later on. You don't want to miss it, so make sure you're subscribed and stay tuned. If you found this episode helpful, I'd love to hear from you. DM me on Instagram or Facebook and tell me what you're excited about learning. Also, be sure to message me any questions that you have so that I can answer them in the upcoming episodes. This has been such a long journey for me to get here, and I am so excited to help fast-pace this for you so that you don't have to spend all the time and money that I did. My goal is to help you roam in your home too. Starting this full-time RV life was the best decision we ever made, and I want to help as many people as possible do the same. I am so excited to bring you another lesson next week and share more valuable steps to help you learn how to make money online so that you can have the freedom to RV where and when you want without ever having to worry about the money to do it. I look forward to being with you next week, but until then, stay safe and I hope to see you on the road. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Roam in Your Home podcast and YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love it if you would subscribe to our show and consider giving us a 5-star review. It's free and would mean the world to us and help us grow. If you know anyone who would also enjoy this podcast, please share it with a friend. I would also love to connect with you on Instagram or Facebook at Roam in Your Home. Come back next week for another fun adventure, but until then, stay safe and we hope to see you on the road.